you know, I've been real involved with the India Association in the past, and now we have this Indian women's group that I'm chairing. And so I'm sometimes invited to go speak places on, you know, when they have to do their diversity program,
yeah.
you know, and they need someone to speak. So one of the things I tell people is, especially in professional settings, is if you choose to interview a person who comes from another background, who has another culture besides an American culture, who has two cultures, you're getting like two people. You are getting so much more than you are when you hire somebody who has one set of perspectives and skills. You're hiring someone who has the ability to draw skills in the areas of understanding, of listening, of tolerance. And these are not things you can ever teach someone. You just can't at, you know, a grown-up age teach someone that. But and the ability to see things from different perspectives is, in many, many professions, a tremendous skill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even in the sciences, it's a tremendous skill. And I do think it's why, you know, so many of us who are given opportunity and have two cultures do really well. It's because we just have so much more to draw from.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's just one thing I keep trying to point out to people, is you're getting a lot more out of people like this. And so don't see them as a liability. You
mm-hmm.
know, maybe it might take you a little longer to carry on a conversation, and maybe it makes you think harder.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, consider that an opportunity too.